So let's play the clip that had the country as a whole just take the wind out of our sails, because we were like, all right, maybe Trump will come in and be like, I'm done with this nonsense, and roll back some of the guidelines and allow us to kind of get back to business as usual. And then he came out and said this.
Therefore, the next 2 weeks and during this period, it's very important that everyone strongly follow the guidelines, have to follow the guidelines that our great vice president holds up a lot. He's holding that up a lot. He believes in it so strongly. The better you do, the faster this whole nightmare will end. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread. On Tuesday, we will be finalizing these plans and providing a summary of our findings, supporting data, and strategy to the American people. So we'll be having lots of meetings in between, but we'll be having a very important statement made on Tuesday, probably Tuesday evening, on all of the findings, all of the data, and the reasons we're doing things the way we're doing them. We can expect that by June 1st, we will be well on our way to recovery. We think by June 1st, a lot of great things will be happening.
There is no way in hell this goes to April 30th. No way. You're going to freeze the economy like a dude you just knocked off in a gangster movie in a trunk and expect to just take it out and throw it in and be fine. That's a terrible analogy, but I was going on the fly. You're expecting to freeze this thing and then thaw out the economy and expect it to start up again. Like a car you leave in the driveway for a year. It doesn't work like that. The engine seizes up and it won't work. If you're thinking about it in that sense, the economy is like a car. If you don't use it, it's not going to work anymore. Or it's going to cost a lot of money to fix it. So I'm going to give him a tiny benefit of the doubt, even though I think it's a bad take. Because I don't think he believes this. I think he's very much tired of this whole thing. But he's dealing with a news media that is right in the center of the hot spot in the United States. That's New York City. 85% of the cases in the United States. 85% are from New York City. And some idiot came out with some scare numbers. Oh, Texas is going to get bad in 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks. Everything's 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks this, 2 weeks that. I'll wait until I see it here in Texas. We got 25 million people in a country bigger than France and Germany combined. So we'll see how that goes. My little Bell County, there's only 28 cases and of course one person died. Not really a cause for alarm. We're not stacked on top of each other. Even in our cities, the density of population compared to a place like New York is not even comparable. So 85% of these cases, like I told you, were going to be in cities. I told you the majority, if not all of them, were going to be there. So we have to shut down the rest of the country. Because Bricks and Fauci and House MD and Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman and everybody else tells you we need to flatten the curve. We need to flatten the curve. Dr. John Campbell on YouTube, we got to flatten the curve. Folks, when you talk to a doctor, 95% of practicing doctors are going to operate and give advice so they don't get sued. Because they're so afraid of malpractice lawsuits. Most doctors would probably tell you, listen, you're going to be fine. All right, don't worry about it. Just, you know, take exercise precautions. No, they go straight to the end game. It's like the WebMD of medical advice. You have cancer. They're going to tell you, listen, even though the projections was like 50 million people, we're going to reduce that to 200,000, but it still could happen. It's still going to be 200,000 people. So we need to flatten the curve. Oh my gosh, flatten the curve, flatten the curve. This is like a bad, it's just a bad medical procedural show. Flatten the curve. That's all they go to. Flatten the curve in 10 days from now. Right? We're almost at the peak. We'll be at the peak soon. 45 days, 25 days, 10 days. Oh, back up to 45 days. And it's not because doctors. It's not because doctors are bad people. They have to operate in this reality where if they go on a TV show or they go on a news and like Dr. Trung last week, I tried to push her on some stuff. She stayed within the medical guidelines. Why? Because anything they go out and say, if they go against the media fused, everybody's going to die. This is the happening. Then if it's proven, if they're wrong and they say, listen, you're going to be fine. Just understand that this is out there. It's over. If somebody dies because of it, they're going to get sued back into the Stone Age. Because somebody's going to say, you killed my grandma. Your grandma was 95. And Mike was asking, I actually had my grandmother died of dementia. So I've seen it. That's a rough bit. I'm not going to lie. That is a lot of ways to go. That's a rough one. But we are looking at doctors who are trying to keep themselves, not employed, but keep themselves from overzealous lawyers. We're slaves to overzealous lawyers and mathematical models. You know what's not governing us right now? Common sense. The fact that people are now, Conservative Inc. is now starting to say, Matt Walsh is starting to say, listen, this is bad with the economy. Do you think this is a bad idea for the economy? I've seen two more restaurants shut down. For one reason or another, here in my tiny little town. And you and the people who are still getting paid, like SE Cup, and all your media people on CNN that are high-fiving that they thought they got the president yesterday in another game of gotcha, who are all getting paid because this is where their business actually spikes because people are actually trying to seek information. But outside of it, people are absolutely going insane. People are absolutely desperate for anything. And as Thomas Massey, who was on, Representative Massey, who was on Mike Church's show, if you missed it, check out all of our social media alerts, Veritas Radio Net, The Mike Church Show fan page on Facebook. Definitely listen to it. That bill that was shoved through the House finally and then was signed, unfortunately, by the president on Friday. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to do a thing. If you have a small business that you like, you need to support it as much as you possibly can at this point. Speaking of which, if you're in the Crusader Stadium right now, there's a little dollar sign in the bottom right corner. That's our real-time crowdfunding effort. I joke that it's tips for me, but I guess everybody's like, Barrett, you suck. I'm not giving you tips. That's fine. I'm not even offended. Let me rephrase it. If you are going to donate some money in there to that, that's the real-time crowdfunding effort. That goes to help fund the Mike Church Show, Reconquest, the Barker Break, which is new today. The True Money Show, David Simpson, Joe and Joe, all of that, all of the good stuff that you like, that's what it supports. So please consider even $5, if you can throw $5 in the tip jar for the Crusade channel, that would be huge. If not, if you're not into throwing tips, that's fine. Why don't you go to MikeChurch.com/shop and under the food and leisure tab, there's coffee. Why don't you pick yourself up a bag of coffee? My wife and I opened up our newest bag of Crusade Cabbage and Dark Roast Coffee. And this was the first time my wife had actually had it. My wife could not stop talking about how much she loved Crusade Cabbage and Dark Roast Coffee. She even told her sister on Saturday how much she loved it. The smell was just amazing in the house. It's definitely, it's better than any cup of Keurig, you can, any K-cup you can get out there. MikeChurch.com/shop. I like the Crusade Cabbage and Dark Coffee, but some people like Abbey Roast Coffee as well. It's really good when I had it when I was in Louisiana. Check it out. They got a bunch of different flavors to choose from.